Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Merry week before Christmas, everyone. This is Lynn Suzak with Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas to you.
And we're getting ready for the countdown before Christmas and the new year. And, you know, as a couple that deals with a disability, mine, we just want to tune you into how many things that we do to get ready for Christmas with 5-6 children in the house. Well, see, one's married. I'm going to be a grandma. We've got 4 or 5 here. One's off to college.
Yeah, can't keep track anymore.
We're just trying to get some shopping done. Let's see, how do we do our shopping? I've got...
We do a lot online. We go into the local stores.
Packages are coming every day.
We're ordering stuff. It's awesome.
We're out there. Let's see. We've gone to, how do we deal with the traffic and the...
Hate the traffic, but you got to put up with it if you want to get those gifts.
Yeah.
We got the tree up. We got the lights up. We got the lights on the outside of the house.
Find somebody to give a gift to if you don't have already too many. We're looking forward to the family time together.
Yeah.
We're trying to shake off the stress every day and just give it to the Lord. You know, you got to lay the burdens at his feet.
Amen.
And focus on the prize and
Amen.
The presence.
God is good. We have a great opportunity. We have the family. We're not hosting this year. We're going over your brother's house.
That's
so
right.
That's going to be fun.
So
somebody else is hosting.
That's always nice.
Yes. We'll bring a dish and get to see all the family. It's one of my favorite times of year. It's a chance to think about and celebrate Jesus' birth. I don't think it actually happened on this day, but this is when we choose to celebrate it. And I love the Lord. Love celebrating the Lord. It's awesome.
What did we used to celebrate before you came to the Lord? It's a little different now, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Back then it was just, it's Christmas. That's, the Santa Claus and the, all the myth. And we give each other gifts. I really didn't even understand why.
And then when you came to the Lord, baptism of the Holy Spirit is what really woke you up spiritually. Yeah.
You know what absolutely blew my mind was how many of the Christmas songs are actually about Jesus. I had no idea until I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. It was like a veil was lifted off my eyes. Oh my gosh, these songs are all about Jesus. Isn't it amazing that I didn't know that before?
I'm just staring and blinking at you like, oh my gosh, where have you been for?
I knew kind of,
Hark the herald angels sing.
That didn't ring my bell.
You did not realize that was about Jesus?
No, and I don't think, I'll bet you most of the world doesn't realize it is.
Well, let's name some.
What, the songs?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know the songs.
Well, I can. Well, we've got... Oh, holy night. That's about Jesus being born. That's
What's
the night
Noel?
With the angels. What's, Noel.
What is that?
Noel. I can't remember.
See, now
what
I'm showing how little I do know.
Oh, we've got, Jingle Bells is not about Jesus.
No.
But we've got how many other? Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
Yeah. See.
Did you not know that?
No, I had no idea what all that meant. I know. What a mind boggler.
The unsaved people. Well, when you're not really, your spirit isn't tuned in to Jesus. Being saved, the difference between being, your heart being born again and not being born again is two different worlds.
It's like not being spiritual. You're spiritually dead, basically.
Your religious mindset. We go to church because we have to, because we think this mysterious God out there is going to be happy, or else we're just trying to please our family. And then after you're born again,
God is real. You know him.
Relationship.
You hear him. You spend time with him. You enjoy his company. He is real to you.
Church is just a place to go to gather with other believers,
right,
and to encourage each other. But you're having church all the time at home with, in the car. You're just communing with the Lord, and these songs are more meaningful. You were so excited when you realized these were all about Jesus.
I'm like, wow, this is about the Lord. This
Silent
is so cool.
Night, you know, what everything amazing. Is about that night that Jesus was born and became, you know, God became man to come back and fix what we gave over to Satan, which was our authority.
We surrendered our authority over the earth to him. When
Adam and Eve submitted their wills to Satan, to the lie, and then we lost our power and gave that dominion over the earth
to Satan.
But Jesus came.
He purchased it back for us.
He
fulfilled the law. Yep.
And by these laws that that were in place, you know, God could not just ixnay, you know, King's X, do over. He would not undo what he had done. So he played by his own rules and brought himself in. You know, he had
born to be
into
a man. Yep.
And died the death of a perfect person to sacrifice himself for us so that we could be redeemed.
Yes.
And now he lives inside each one of us, so we have it better than they did in the Old Testament. We're better off than Moses and David. They had God around them. They had a relationship with God by faith. Yeah. But God spoke to them sometimes audibly and through different means, prophets. Now we can hear from God one-on-one.
He lives in you. Yes.
We just have to learn how to tune into that, Holy Spirit.
Hey, if you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, let us recommend First Wash the Inside.
We just published it. It's published this month, December 2009. You can find that right away when you get to hisability.com. I think you can still get it before Christmas, but
even if it's a late arrival, what an awesome gift.
Yeah, get 10 of them like everyone else. You're going to need them for the new year. And
we're hearing good things. People who have read, we have a good friend who's been up to chapter 7, and she said it's absolutely life-changing. It is doing things to her that we never even suspected could happen.
The story the book starts off about my story of coming out of how I got into legalism with a small church and how it devastated my life and, you know, broke some relationships that are still not repaired today. But
it was all innocent. I mean, you were just trying to please the Lord. You were trying to live by
your intention. You believe that you're just trying to
live holy.
You don't know how. Even though you're born again, you don't know how it works. You know, being born again by grace is a concept that you could have but not know how it works. And then trying to put yourself back under the law. Well, that's what Paul talks about throughout the New Testament, about not doing that. He warns us against that, and we do it anyway. So this book talks about that, and then the rest of the book talks about how to be free from that.
The steps you can take to
Really repent from the inside so that you're free in Christ. And so, therefore, the book is good for prison ministries, youth, juvenile, delinquent people that are, you know, anybody that has addictions. You know, if you have broken relationships, it's just an overall renovation on the inside, and really opens up your mind to be able to hear from God. Now, you can't get through this book without knowing how to be born again. So you want to get that into the hands of people you love. But read it yourself first, because before you're done, you will laugh, cry, forgive, and probably apologize to
somebody. It'll set you free. You know, as born-again believers, we can still be locked into bondage of old thinking, old sins. And this book really helps the Lord speak to your spirit and show you some of the deep things that you may still be dealing with and carrying around. And it kind of gives a step-by-step method of how to be set free from that, to get rid of it.
A lot of us don't. We know. I mean, I didn't know, so I went from my own perspective. Here's what happened to me, and here's what I learned. And, you know, I just think that the world needs to understand a little bit deeper that our actions aren't what change us. You know, we think that, when we realize we have something wrong with us, we tend to want to change our actions because we don't understand how to clean ourselves from the inside. But, you know, this is a step-by-step process of how to repent in a way that will, you know, you can actually get rid of the desires for these addictions, you know, even even something as deeply seated as homosexuality, that desire that you need to, you know, actually have it leave you. And, you know, it's something that, you know, people think they're born with, but there are many things that we're in bondage to, and Jesus came to set us free. So even though you're born again, sometimes you can go back to bondage, as right. We all know. We don't just automatically become perfect. So we have to understand how to be set free from that through prayer and confession.
It's an awesome steps. Book. It's written in a very easy to read language, if you will. I mean, you made it very easy, very understandable. You give your personal examples and testimony, and as you read it, you'll find yourself going, wow, I do maybe not those exact same things, but I do similar things, and why do I do those things? And you start to really reflect, you know, and you start to spend time, Lord, you know, why do I do that? And if you ask the Lord why you're committing a sin in your heart, guarantee you, he'll show you. He'll take you back to where you first picked up that error, that curse, that spirit.
Came into agreement with some sin.
And he'll help you.
And repent for that, from the root of that, when you repent for Amen. Agreeing with that, you're allowing yourself to be cleansed from the inside and actually just renewing your mind. So
you'll begin to hate that sin as much as you hate other sins that are not a problem for you.
Yeah, it's a book that's going to set the church free. I just want to get into the hands of as many people as possible. And again, just, you know, if you actually are in the area and you want a copy, please email us. We might even be able to actually hand you a copy before Christmas. There's only 4 days left, so by the time you're hearing that, we have a few copies left in stock, you know, in the area. We can actually have you come and get one at my office, which is a Udalay Home Care Plus in Garden City. We do run a home care company. Please keep us in mind when you're wanting respite care and you want to have, you know, your parents come home from a nursing home and stay in their home or in your home, and you need help, we're there for you. So as Christmas approaches, we just bless our audience with abundance and peace and thanksgiving and just a new understanding of what Christ did come to do for us.
We come against depression, darkness, anxiety, fear. We come against
hopelessness,
anything that is pummeling you.
And
we just speak life and freedom into your life.
Amen. We just thank you for joining us. And we ask you again to just visit and write to us from hisability.com. Again, you'll find our book there that we just published, First Wash the Inside. Makes a great Christmas gift. And, you know, we just pray that your time together with your family is joyous.
Awesome.
And, you know, just gather around and remember to just, you know, focus on Christ.
Refuse to receive the spirit of offense. Just be peaceful with everyone
yes.
in your family.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Udalay at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.